I'm going to let our good friend Sean Pendergast set up a topic that we have borrowed from the Triple Threat about the important hamstrings right now in Houston sports.
You can wish for full hamstring health in 2019 for one of these Houston athletes. Choose one. The three most prominent injured hamstrings as of right now are Alex Bregman, Kiki QT back during the season, and then Chris Paul, whose hamstring could blow any time. It's like a volcano.
It's a tight wire act.
So you get,
like, literally,
you get 100% assurance that one of these three guys won't sustain a hamstring injury in the calendar year of 2019.
Bregman, Chris Paul, Kiki QT.
Why did Rich say it's literally a high wire act? A tight wire act.
He's trying to
mix
it
up a little bit.
Trying to sound like the Youngs. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's a tight hamstring act. Like, it's a tight wire act. Okay, I'll go with that.
There's
literally
a wire in your leg.
It's a wire in your leg, and it's too tight a lot of the time. It seizes up. Good job, Rich. It's good imagery.
One question.
Yes.
Will Fuller's hamstring. We're more concerned about Kiki QT's hamstring, which was more of a factor last year than Will Fuller's hamstring.
So are you going to say an NFL hamstring? It's either Kiki QT. Okay, I'm sorry. It's either Bregman, Chris Paul, or an NFL hamstring, a Texans hamstring.
I would like to, for the purpose of the conversation,
we'll stick with QT.
Let's just stick with what the Triple Threat did. Just do the same exact thing. So Bregman, Paul, QT. I'm picking Alex Bregman. I would love to pick Chris Paul's hamstring. I would love to guarantee right now this morning, and the Rockets will play Sunday night, game one, against the Utah Jazz at Toyota Center, if you missed it, and that's going to be starting at 8:30, a late start. I would love to pick Chris Paul. I don't think the Rockets have nearly as good of a chance to beat the Warriors this year as they did last year, and I'm going to pick Alex Bregman, because of all these guys, right now he's performing at the highest level. And even though it's baseball and usually you can survive injuries, they can't win the World Series without Bregman being healthy.
So you're just going straight triage on this and be like, well, the Rockets are dead in the water already, so let him die.
I'm more doubtful.
You'd be awesome, like in a war zone where you're just going through the wounded and you're like, nope, don't waste your time on that fella. Nope, not that one either.
So you're Bill Paxton and aliens.
I'm going to say that I'm judicious. I'm not going to send you guys into battle when I know the war has been lost.
Which is what I'm saying. You're that cold hearted.
You're the French.
You're saying that the Rockets have zero chance.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm saying I'm saying it's more doubtful they beat the Warriors this year than last year.
All right. I think that there's no chance they do it without Chris Paul. So I'm going to say Chris Paul's hamstring. And I think there is still a chance, that the team that took him to seven last year, and I know it's a different team this year, but the Warriors, why do we keep mentioning how the Rockets aren't quite the same? And yet we just act like the Warriors are the 2018 Warriors.
Well,
they're not the 2018 Warriors. They got the same people out there, but they're
cousins.
They're drunk on red wine all the time. This red wine scourge that's taken over the NBA has destroyed. Alcohol is destroying the Warriors from within, and nobody wants to talk about it. I'm going to say Chris Paul's hamstring, and I'll say this, and this is why. Because there is no DH in basketball. Bregman can have a sore hammy, and you can rest him on the DH and take care of him and coax his way through the playoffs. There's no DH in basketball. You either have Chris Paul or you don't. So Chris Paul's hamstring needs to be 1.5 games stronger than it was. Well, let's see, 2.5 games stronger than it was in the playoffs last year. Because I believe, unlike some people, I believe the Rockets do have a chance.
Chris Paul, man. This is a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Well, do you think the Astros can't score runs without Alex Bregman? What did they do last night? You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, you said that was a statement win.
It was.
But if it was a statement win, then what's it matter? Then it doesn't matter that they beat the Yankees without Alex Bregman.
You're trying to poke holes in like my combinations of stances.
I don't need to poke any holes. The holes are there. I'm just shining a light on them.
Listen,
there's a block of Swiss cheese on the table, and I'm like, here, put the halogen on it.
The Astros made a statement in sweeping the Yankees. But they can't win the World Series without Bregman, even though they scored a lot of runs last night and were terrific without Altuve and Correa. But to win the World Series again, they need Bregman. So if I'm picking between Chris Paul, Kiki, and Bregman, I'm picking Bregman.
I feel like there's no hope without Chris Paul. None. Yeah. With Alex Bregman, I think you can still plod along and maintain the offensive output that you're doing. Defensively, you'll be challenged. Once again, we are seeing that without Marwin Gonzalez, the Astros defense is being really challenged, whether it's Yuli Gurriel bucknering a ball last night that went right under his legs, or it's Diaz playing first base and being unable to catch the ball, which is a little bit concerning. It seems like he's learning on the fly in that front. You can win, I think, for a period of time without Bregman. Mike, you're probably right in that they can't win the World Series without Bregman. But without Chris Paul, there is a chance that you would lose before you would even play the Warriors in the playoffs.
I would say, let's look at last year's playoffs with the Astros. Let's say you give Alex Bregman a hamstring injury, but you have a healthy Altuve and a healthy Correa.
Well, we had a, maybe not the exact same situation because they were so banged up, but we had a similar thing happen last year where you had Altuve playing in the playoffs,
yeah.
But it clearly wasn't really Jose Altuve with how banged up he was with his knee.
Right.
So that's why I'm picking Bregman, because to me, if I put Bregman in that same situation, if he has the equivalence with his hamstring as Altuve had with his knee,
but
I don't think they're
going
to overcome
Correa, where I just said that. So you're just saying, you're assuming that Correa is going to be out too, because you're Mr. Triage.
No, it makes it more complicated. I was just thinking the one-to-one thing.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm anticipating the Astros being a lot healthier this year. They haven't had that ridiculous offseason of parades and champagne and everything. They had a little bit extra rest, and I think they're going to be healthier this year, including Correa. So I'm a little bit more optimistic about Correa. I guess I'm more optimistic about the Rockets, and because of all that, I say Chris Paul's hamstring, most important hamstring in Houston. Plus, there's this, Mike. I realize that you think that the Rockets suck and have no chance versus the
Warriors.
That's
not what I said yesterday, though.
I understand, but I'm reading it. But you think they have very little chance versus the Warriors, but this is one of their last chances with James Harden and Chris Paul.
Yes!
Chris Paul's hamstring is hanging on by a thread. Literally, by a thread of muscle tissue. So I think that just for the sake of getting something, because who knows what will come after Chris Paul is really unreliable physically. This is one of the last few opportunities that you have. Bregman's got 10 to 15 more years at least of relative hamstring strength. So that's part of it too.
Here's the question this morning, Mike, Seth, and Paul. What is the most important hamstring right now in Houston sports? If you could wish for full hamstring health for one guy, who would it be? Bregman, Chris Paul, or Kiki QT? Seth and Paul say Chris Paul. I say Alex Bregman. Looking at the text line, shockingly, somehow more in my favor, 713-572-4610. Adam says, I can't believe it, but I agree with Mike. The Astros are more likely to win a World Series. Ipso facto, I pick Bregman.
Ipso facto.
Ipso facto. Splitty says
literally.
Splitty says Bregman. He is the best player of the three on the best team of the three.
Mm.
And all that's fine. Chris Paul has the higher chance of re-aggravating said hamstring, so
he
needs all the protection he can get. I don't want to knock baseball, ipso facto, but when we're talking about baseball, it is ipso facto that you are less likely to injure your hamstring, right? Where in basketball, I think there's a pretty good chance. So Chris Paul, I mean, you got to get out the rosary beads for that guy's hammy, where with Alex Bregman, I mean, you can delay going to penance for like 4 weeks, five weeks, like most Catholics.
Who's got the most important ipso facto on the team?
I don't even know what he used in his sentence.
Yeah, I don't even know what ipso facto.
I like that he used it though.
Oh, not even Mike knows what it means.
It's a learned texture.
By that very factor act. Okay, so okay. It's like therefore. It's like a fancy way of saying therefore, I think.
Okay. I feel like if I had used that word, I would have gotten crucified.
I would have murdered you.
Yes, exactly.
I would have murdered you like you'd murder somebody on the battlefield just because they annoyed you for being injured.
It's really hard to get past Rich Lord using literally. What else could we use as a synonym for literally? I can't think of one. I can't.
People love to do what Rich did, which is use literally in that way.
Opposite direction of what it's supposed to mean.
Exactly.
Like when they're trying to say like figuratively, they say literally.
He literally ripped
his head off. Like, no, he didn't at all.
Here are some of the synonyms. Verbatim, I don't think that would work. Word for word, nope. Line for line, nope. Letter for letter, nope. To the letter.
Well, no. You can't just replace if you're using literally incorrectly, you can't replace it with a synonym for literally. That doesn't work that way. You need the opposite.
But you could be starting a new trend.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Just to try to start something new. Okay.
Nobody's picked Kiki QT. Cecil Shorts did on the triple threat as far as wishing full hamstring health for Bregman, Chris Paul, or Kiki QT. Mm. And I just got the feeling hearing Sean and Rich talk about it that Cecil felt, hey, if you get QT healthy and he can stay healthy for all 16 games, which if you're choosing Kiki, that's where you're going to get, that he's somebody who unlocks the offense for the Texans. And I use that word unlocks for a reason because when you watch him play, like those two Indianapolis games, the first regular season game and the last playoff game, despite what a mess it was, I mean, he is by far the best slot receiver Bill O'Brien's had.
And so facto, for sure.
Literally.
Is he the key to unlocking the offense? Is he our poor man's version of Julian Edelman?
Yeah, in combination with Will Fuller, absolutely, because he basically spaces the field much better. He can get open on the inside, Hopkins on the outside, plus hopefully Fuller stays healthy. And these other teams, the defensive coordinators, they got to worry about Kiki. He's quick, he's explosive, he's got a little bit of power, which I think he can work on moving forward as well.
He's well on his way to being a fourth option that the Patriots pick up off of the IR like 3 years from now. Demaryius Thomas was visiting the Patriots yesterday, by the way.
Yes. Doesn't that make you a little concerned?
No, it doesn't make me concerned, only that this is what we've become. We've become a junkyard for the Patriots. Everybody always assumed, like, oh, the Texans are going to be picking up, like, people from the Patriots because they want to be Patriots South. You look at the Super Bowl roster last year, they had six guys from the Texans. None of them key and critical players, but role players who had, what had they done? They came here to learn the system and the terminology.
Literally.
Then they end up up there where they can, New England can just be like, oh, go down to the scrapyard and pick up something that we can use to get the old jalopy through the finish line.
Ooh, jalopy.
Yeah.
All your morning headlines.
So